views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad that you're here today. And boy, what a week. I'm just, you know, reflecting. I'm just talking to my guests before we're on the line and just sharing, you know, we're glad it's Friday and the weekend's here. But it's just, you know, I feel like we're in this time of transition and we don't really know what's going to happen, where we're going and how we're going to get there. And so there's just a lot of unrest. And of course, we're seeing that all over the world. Well, we're going to talk today about how the values of the sacred feminine are the way toward creating a more sustainable future for all of us, not just the 1%. Karen Tate has worked for 3 decades for the rise of the feminine consciousness, combining her interests of travel, comparative religions, ancient cultures, women's history. Karen is a scholar, speaker, radio show host, published author, sacred tour leader, and a social justice activist. Her work combines feminism, spirituality, and uplifting women, all of which are highlighted in her projects geared toward raising consciousness and improving the quality of life for all humanity. And she's the author of 3 books, Sacred Places of Goddess, 108 Destinations, Walking an Ancient Path, Rebirthing Goddess on Planet Earth. And also she has a new book that was just out this spring. It's called Goddess Calling, Inspirational Messages and Meditations of Sacred Feminine Liberation Theology. And Karen, she's hosts her own internet radio show for the last 9 years. It's called Voices of the Sacred Feminine Radio, and it's considered a treasure trove of insight and wisdom for our time. And now her work has segued into writing, producing, and consulting on projects which bring the ideas and awareness of the sacred feminine into the mainstream world through television and film. And she can be seen in the new documentary, Woman Healing the World. And you can check out her website at KarenTate.com. So welcome, Karen.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Chris. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, you've done a lot of work. You know, 3 decades is a long time. I'm at 23 years with Women of Wisdom, and, you know, we're plugging along. We keep doing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we must, I don't know about you, but it feels like what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, it's not really something I get paid for. It's really a service to the community. But, you know, it feels like that's, you know, that's what I'm supposed to be doing this time around, you know, helping shift consciousness so that more of us can have a better quality of life.
Well, I want you to start first with your story of how you began. You're going to have to go back 30, 40 years, how you began this exploration of the sacred feminine. What drew you to this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you realize where I started, it's kind of surprising where I am and, you know, and how I got here. But I grew up in New Orleans, which is, for those listeners who don't know, that's the Bible Belt. And you don't hear about the sacred feminine or sacred feminine ideals in the Bible Belt. You know, it's all about the authoritarian father. It's all about men being in charge and patriarchy. And I mean, we can see in the news, you know, what goes on there now. I mean, women are fighting tooth and nail just to hang on to contraception and, you know, things like that. You know, I moved to California when, you know, I was, you know, almost 30, and suddenly the world just opened up to me in a way that, you know, it didn't in the South. And, you know, I started to discover things, new ideas. And I think probably the two most instrumental books for me that really put me on the path were Rhian Eisler's Chalice and the Blade and Merlin Stone's When God Was a Woman. And those really, I mean, they just blew my mind. And everything I thought I knew about history in the world was just turned on its head. And it was a slippery slope from there. You know, you start to understand about a goddess as deity, archetype, and ideal. You start to understand that by losing a feminine face of God, you know, there's a direct correlation to female genital mutilation, to women not making equal pay for equal work, and all the other sorts of exploitation and oppression women suffer in the world.
Yeah, and those books have impacted a lot of women, and we're going to get into that a little bit more. But let's start with, because you mentioned this too, about men and women. I mean, you know, and you work, you do put it out there for men too. This isn't just information for women. It's even sometimes more important for men. But also, you see that men and women, that we're innately different. And so then how does that impact how we might run our families, our businesses, or shape our view of the world?
Sure.
We are innately different.
Sure. Good question, because, you know, the spin out there, you know, the naysayers, you know, think this is, you know, just a bunch of stuff for, you know, for angry feminists. I've actually had people say, oh, you know, only people that care about that stuff is or lesbians. And, you know, that's crazy. I mean, there are wonderful men out there who are feminists, you know, like Jimmy Carter, like Desmond Tutu, you know, people who are out there fighting, you know, for women's rights and equality. And really what we're aiming toward is partnership. In the documentary you mentioned, I'm in Femme Women Healing the World. If you walk away with nothing else from that film, you walk away with the understanding that we need to have an equalitarian society, a partnership society, an egalitarian society, where it's not, you know, where the world sort of looks at, you know, first there's the Bible and then there's man and then everybody else is there to serve the Bible and man. You know, that sort of hierarchy, you know, really doesn't work for the most of us. And because what's happened is men suffer too. You know, men suffer under patriarchy because they're not really able to be their authentic selves. You know, we need new archetypes for men. You know, men who can be nurturers, men who can be caring and sharing. You know, the man doesn't always have to be, you know, the warrior. You know, he can be the protector. You know, and so it, you know, this culture has been hard on men because they stick men in a little box, just like, you know, they really sort of try to stick women into a little box. You know, they have to act a certain way, be a certain way, you know, and it starts in the playground, you know, where, you know, the little boys learn about, you know, the toughest guy rules the roost kind of a thing, you know, and so they sort of grow up into society thinking, well, you know, to be successful, you know, you have to have the most power, you have to have the most control, you know, might makes right. And that's not what goddess ideals are about, you know. Goddess ideals are more about what's good for the 99%, you know, what's good for the most of us, you know, letting us, you know, be our authentic selves, whatever that is, so that we can have a wonderful quality of life, so we can experience joy. You know, I don't think we were put on this planet to see how much money we could earn or how much power we could acquire. I think things have really gotten distorted in this patriarchal culture.
And so we're talking about the equality of men and women and men accepting their, you know, because we all have a feminine nature in ourselves and we all have a masculine, and we've certainly talked a lot about that on our show. And yet there are differences. And so part of this equality and honoring is honoring our differences and not one's better than the other.
Exactly. You know, I think a good way to think of it is the masculine, you know, whether it's in a man or a woman, the masculine is our cognitive mind. And the feminine is our intuition and our inspiration. And you need both of that in order to grow, to evolve, to raise your consciousness. And, you know, I think that's what's really important. And it's interesting, you can sort of see that in the archetype of Kali and Shiva, because, you know, in many pictures, you'll see Shiva, you know, laying flat on the ground, and then you have Kali standing on top of him. And, you know, and you can interpret that as he needs her to activate him. Yes, he is a god, and yes, he is powerful, but he, you know, needs her to activate him. You know, just like in the myths of Isis, you know, you see these wall reliefs where Isis is handing to the pharaoh Maat, which is the goddess of truth and justice. And she is giving the pharaoh the right to rule, but he must rule using truth and justice. So here you see, again, you know, the masculine is in a way in service to the feminine. And he is, you know, given some, you know, he's being given the right to rule by the feminine. And you know, I'm not saying it by any stretch of the imagination that, you know, people who think like this want to turn society into a matriarchy, you know, but neither do we want it to be a patriarchy in a skirt, so to speak, you know, because, you know, many women out there, just because they're women, they don't actually, you know, live by these principles either. So I guess what I'm saying is it's not in the genitals. It's really in our consciousness, in our psyche, because, you know, there are lots of men who get this and women who don't.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, and we're going to get more into this when we come back, because I'd love to dive into that a lot more. This is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we'll be right back.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Karen Tate. She's the author of the new book, Goddess Calling, Inspirational Messages and Meditations of Sacred Feminine Liberation Theology. So I want to remind people it's time to consider to bring your gifts to Women of Wisdom. You can apply to do a workshop at the 23rd Annual Conference. It's February 12th through the 16th. Our deadline is August 1st. I just realized that's today, but we do give extensions because we know summertime's a busy time. So just, you can get the information on our website at womanofwisdom.org. Just click on the conference 2015 and also email us and just ask us about an extension. Just email wow@womanofwisdom.org. Okay, so Karen, why don't we start off by having you give people your information, your website, where people can find your work, where they can buy your book, where your radio show is, all that.
Sure. Thank you, Chris. Well, first of all, my website is, you know, sort of the go-to place for everything, and it's just my name, KarenTate.com. And, you know, I always like to say, think of Sharon Tate, and that kind of helps you remember. Once you're there, you can find out information about my radio show, which is called Voices of the Sacred Feminine, and it's on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday, or you can just go directly to Blog Talk and put Voices of the Sacred Feminine in the search box. But I'm always happy to hear from listeners, and, you know, I'm happy to give out my email address. It's KarenTate108@ca.rr.com. And any of my books can either be purchased from me directly if you want them signed, or the usual places. You know, you can go to your local bookseller if you still have some that are managing to survive in your city. Amazon, that type of thing, is the only thing that's convenient for you. There are online sellers like Amazon as well. Any place you'd normally buy a book.
Okay, great. Well, we were just talking about like the archetypes and the deities, and you were mentioning, you know, that the story of Shiva and Kali, stepping on top of Shiva, and a lot of this is sort of it feels very in your mindset, like just learning about these. But how do we incorporate them in our world today? How does it relate to where what men and women are and where we need to be going?
Well, you know, I think different goddesses and different goddess myths teach us different things. And if you're like me, probably the last time you heard about goddess mythology was maybe when you were in the, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. And it was just these really sort of meaningless stories that didn't have any relevance to your life. And we really have to give ourselves permission to rethink and reinterpret, a lot of these myths, because they do hold for us, these myths, these goddesses, their stories do hold for us an alternative to our patriarchal culture. You know, I think sometimes patriarchy hangs on and people fight to keep the status quo in place because they don't know what they would replace it with. But we do have the signs and the symbols there for a more sustainable future. And I think goddess mythology, teaches us that. I mean, going to the idea of partnership, for instance, you know, I talked about that a moment ago. Partnership is really the key in so many things. And, you know, we talked about the partnership between Kali and Shiva, the partnership between, you know, Isis and the Pharaoh. Well, you know, think about, you know, partnership between women, for instance, the myth Demeter and Persephone. The pre-patriarchal Demeter and Persephone myth, you know, has no rape of Persephone, has no abduction by Hades and taking her down into the underworld. It's about a mother and a daughter. and it's about the cycles of life, and it's about the changing of the seasons. And there's much to be gleaned from the myth if we look at it and really think about it and reinterpret it for ourselves. And one thing we get out of it is that there should be healthy relationships between mothers and daughters. And look, you know, I'm one of these people. You know, my relationship with my mother was complicated, and but this myth talks about, you know, how mothers have to respect their daughter being able to, you know, move on and become a woman and lead her own life. And I like to think that you can even extrapolate that. We are all mothers to a certain extent. You know, we might not birth children, but we birth projects, we birth ideas, we birth organizations. And we're all daughters, certainly. We were birthed by a woman somewhere. And so to extrapolate the idea that the myth says let's have good relationships between mothers and daughters, I think it also tells us let women have good relationships with one another. Let women be supportive of one another rather than compete with one another. And I think this idea of partnership gets into, you know, it permeates other areas of our life. You know, we want to have a partnership within ourselves between our masculine and feminine attributes. We want to have balance. You know, we want to have partnership, you know, good relationship with our employees or our employer. There's a partnership. We want to have good partnership with our friends. You know, we don't want to have toxic relationships. We want to have good partnerships among nations, you know, so that we don't have war. You know, because goddess spirituality is more about creating win-win situations. It's not about the I and the me. It's win-win situations. So how can two sides go into a negotiation or a collaboration together so that both sides come out with something rather than, you know, predator capitalism, which we live under right now, you know, patriarchy, which we live under right now, has, you know, the biggest bully or the richest. You know, or certain minority groups or maybe particular religions on top and dominating or exploiting others, if you know what I mean. So if we really started to think about partnership as the goal in all facets of our life, you know, you wouldn't have employees it being exploited by their employers. You know, you wouldn't have the earth being exploited by humanity. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, and what you're talking about, too, is this partnership. It's about communicating where all voices are heard, respected, and it's about listening. And so whether it's mother-daughter or it's country to country or it's within the business, the employer and the employee, when the employer listens to the employee, because they're the ones doing the work and probably know better hand firsthand how this job could be done better, when they listen, it actually improves the company. There's a better bottom line, probably. I mean, it just, you know, that's that win-win.
Or you look at what's happening out there in the world. We have, you know, depending on what statistics you go by, we have either 80 or 400 people who own most of the wealth on the planet, you know, because everything is sort of stacked in their favor. You know, they've bought the lobbyists, they've bought the politicians, you know, they've bought the government, basically, so that, you know, the people at the top hang on to everything rather than there being some a fairer distribution of wealth. I mean, I remember when the statistics showed that CEOs made 50 times more than their employees. Well, what are they doing now? They're making 300 and 400 times more than their employees, and their employees in a lot of cases don't even make enough money to not be on food stamps. You know, that, you know, they don't, you know, they're making a minimum wage that isn't even enough to support their family. So things are really out of balance. But if we looked at how do we create partnerships, then greed would be taboo. You know, it would be about how, you know, how can we create a level playing field? How can we be fair and just? How can we care for one another, share the resources on the planet? I mean, maybe this sounds crazy, but has it ever occurred to people that should we be paying for energy? You know, the energy is something that, you know, Mother Earth provides humanity on the planet. Should You know, should Exxon and Mobil and BP and all of these companies who are getting subsidies from the government, you know, they're making more money than they've ever made. I mean, huge profits. Some of them aren't even paying taxes and, you know, gouging us at the pump. You know, now, you know, I think that's something to be thought about, because as we go more and more toward privatization, you see, you know, across the globe, I mean, we may be getting to the point where we don't even have free water. You know, water could potentially be something that, you know, is going to be the next battlefront.
Yeah. And the whole, you know, what is the rights of humans to be able to eat and live sustainably, and, you know, water, food, you know, it's a human right to have that, to be clothed, to be housed, to have food. And to have to, so you bring up a, you know, a very interesting point. And especially because you've heard this coming down the pike, you know, about companies buying up water rights or something. And it's kind of scary when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you have these, you know, these companies that are, you know, fracking underneath the ground and poisoning the, you know, poisoning the water tables. And, you know, I mean, they're so very short-sighted for, you know, for short-term profits. And that shouldn't be allowed, you know. I mean, how can a corporation destroy the livelihood and the clean water for communities, you know? Things are just really way out of balance. And I think partnership is about, you know, it's also about restoring balance. And we have a goddess who really is the environmental goddess, you know, to go back to the idea of goddesses and myths sort of show us the way. There's an Inuit goddess by the name of Sedna. And if you don't know what an Inuit goddess is, well, she's like the goddess of the indigenous people of like the frozen tundra places like Newfoundland, Greenland, Alaska. You know, some of these indigenous people were called Inuit. And Sedna was the goddess who sort of controls the animals of the icy waters, the seas, and she was like the gatekeeper. And a lot of times these indigenous people depended on the waters of the sea for their food. They used their skins for clothes. You know, they used their teeth and claws for tools. And if man got greedy and exploited the animals of the sea, well, Sedna would cut them off, you know, and they wouldn't have access anymore. So
that's,
you know,
the power of the goddess. We're going to have to take a break right now and we'll come back. This is Christine. You're listening to Voices of Women.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and also want to make everyone aware of our fall festival. We're having a harvest festival in Seattle on October 11th. And if you are a healer, a reader, an artist that has jewelry, artwork, whatever to sell, we're going to do this harvest festival. And also, we're going to have information booths from sustainability companies. And so you can go find out all about that on our website at womenofwisdom.org. You need to go to the programs link and you just scroll down. You see all our programs, our monthly circles, our circle leadership, which we're doing a circle leadership retreat in October. If you're interested, there's still spaces for that. It's a 3-night weekend of learning about circle leadership, which is part of what we're talking about here. Circle leadership is part of this ancient goddess matriarchal system. And we're bringing that back in a sense of leadership, of really working with these ideas of partnership and allowing everyone's voice to be part of the co-creating of solutions. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. So, Karen, we were just finishing with that Inuit tradition of the Sedna goddess about not exploiting and about being greedy. And it's really what we're talking about. There's so much in our history of thousands of years ago. The sacred feminine, is about wisdom.
True. And, these ideas of short-term gain, that's not very wise, is it? Really much of what we're doing is not wise, because how long can, greedy corporations exploit their workers and things not go bad for them? How long can we continue to exploit the earth and we not poison ourselves? We really have to be more responsible. We have to elevate our consciousness, because, in the end, I think it's really about what we value, and if we value this idea that, whoever has the most toys at the end of the day wins, I think that's sort of I think that's archaic thinking. That's dinosaur thinking. I think we have to evolve into a species that no longer thinks about the I and the me, because scholars will tell you that in the days of the goddess, it was much more a tribal thinking. It was much more about the we and the us. What's best for the group, rather than, the individual. And I think when we go back to that, then we start to think about, well, what's best for my community? What's best for the planet, you know, what's best for, you know, the employees in my corporation, you know, because we're in this together, you know, and I think that's really what's been forgotten in this, you know, these days of Gordon Gekko from Wall Street and Ayn Rand. You know, if we hold those people up as our models, then, you know, we've gotten into the trouble that we're in. And, you know, I have a chapter in my new book, Goddess Calling, reminding people, remember when we all wanted to be in Star Trek? You know, we wanted to live that life. And think about what those people were doing. You know, Captain Kirk and his crew, they were on humanitarian missions. You know, they weren't there to exploit and dominate and, you know, go out and, you know, collect up, you know, natural resources or, you know, dominate other planets. You know, it was, and we looked to these people as role models and we thought, wow, you know, those were good people. We want to be like them. And, you know, somehow we lost that, you know, if you know what I mean. You know, I think we've lost our leaders out there in society, setting the tone for us, you know, to care about one another. You know, it's gotten to be chic or the way to be, you know, that we just grab everything we can for ourselves, and even if it, you know, just as long as we don't get caught, you know, kind of a mentality.
Well, and I think there's some shifting happening, and you brought up leadership, and I want to talk about the state of women's leadership roles today, because I think that's where we can bring about change and new business models. You know, and so where are women in the leadership roles right now? How do you see it, and where do we need to go?
Well, you know, I mean, things are improving, obviously, but we're still stuck with the statistics here in the United States that show, you know, women's leadership is less than 20% in Congress, less than 20% in corporate America, less than 20% leadership in academia, less than 20% leadership in, you know, religious institutions. And, you know, think about that. We are more than 50% of the population, but there's less than 20% of women represented in, you know, these areas of society that shape our world. And I think we can look to the Scandinavian countries, actually, because they have a good role model over there that women benefit from. You know, first of all, after the government pays for women and men too, but, you know, pays for people to go to higher levels of education, go to college, they want to make sure, you know, that their investment pays off. So they have what's called the 40% solution. And corporations have to have 40%, not less than 20 like we have here, but 40% women in the higher echelon. So, you know, it automatically breaks that glass ceiling. And at first the corporations balked, you know, they wanted to kind of keep it a good old boys club. But then 5 years into it, they realized that women brought fresh ideas, different viewpoints, you know, different ways of looking at things and doing things. And it really did benefit the country. So, you know, that's part of this. You know, I think, you know, women have to be willing to step up. And I think they have to be supportive of other women and helping them step up. I like to use that analogy of the crab pot. You know, it's like the women are all sort of down in that crab pot in the boiling water. And, you know, one crab starts to, you know, reach up out of the pot and they're about to pull themselves out. And, you know, the way things are right now, the other crabs down in the water pull her back down into the boiling water with them. Well, imagine if it wasn't like that. Imagine if once that first crab made it out of the pot and the others had helped pushed her out of the pot, then she turns around and lifts a hand down and pulls the rest out, you know? And I that sort of goes back to the Demeter Persephone myth as well. You know, women really have to support one another. There's this great, you know, little thing that goes around the Facebook, you know, how we have all of these little pictures we share. And it says, girls compete, women empower. And I think that's so important because women do have to step up. They do have to take on a mantle of leadership. And I think they have to bring other women with them.
Yeah, I think that's important, the bringing and supporting and you know, it's time to stop competing. We all have our gifts. It's not that there's only room for a few at the top. We all have our gifts to share, and we might have similar. You and I work in a similar field, the sacred feminine. There's room for both of us because we have our own individual ways of doing things and our unique our uniqueness in this voice. And so there's room for all of us. And we tend to think that scarcity thing, you know, of, well, why should I write a I can't write a book because there's all these other books out there. And the reality is, well, your book's going to impact these people. And someone else's book's going to impact those people. And it's, you know, it's this wonderful mesh of great ideas and creativity and collaboration. And yet it's, you know, I think partly because we're in this corporate avenue of competition and all this and the way the structure is that women, I don't know if women want to go and be the leaders of these corporations because it puts them in this, you know, so part of the problem is what our system is that do women want to be part of that system? And we just sort of step back and yet we have to, somehow we have to shift it by stepping up into it. Well, this is Chris Stanis. You're listening to Voices of Women and we'll come back shortly and talk more with Karen Tate.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we've been talking with Karen Tate, and she's the author. You might want to check her book out, Goddess Calling, Inspirational Messages and Meditations of Sacred Feminine Liberation Theology. And so we've been talking about, you know, this, the role of women as leaders in this, you know, our corporate world that we live in, and how countries like Norway are so different. I'm Norwegian. I love to hear about these good Norwegians, you know, and I've heard too that they have a rule of in the government leaders, there has to be 46% in the politics or something. So how do we, and you talk about this importance of reconciling our politics and our spirituality. And a lot of times we like to keep them separate, you know, church and state separate. But what does that mean to reconcile that? And how can we do that?
Well, you know, I think it is really important. And I think you mentioned separation of church and state. You know, I think it is vital that we keep church and state separate. And if we were doing that, I don't think we're doing a good job of it. Would we be having all of these, you know, fights right now about contraception and abortion? You know, I think it's religion that's seeping into the politics. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about that. You know, the media just, you know, just avoids it. But, you know, and I know a lot of women who want to avoid politics. And I know what that's like. I didn't used to pay attention to politics either. But what ends up happening is you don't know what's going on out there in the world. You end up voting against your spiritual interests, your economic interests. And look, and I'll just be candid, and, you know, I hope this doesn't offend listeners. We have a two-party system. As much as I would like to think the Green Party could go somewhere, or that we had an eco-feminist party, which I wish we did, we don't. We have two choices. And people can say they're a libertarian or say they're an independent, but it comes down to two choices. You either have the, you know, you can either vote for the Democrats or you can vote for the Republicans. And if you're somebody who cares about the environment, then you don't have any Republicans fighting for the environment, because it's Republicans who are always fighting to keep the corporations in power, fighting to not have any regulation, and it ends up the corporations, you know, poison the water and poison the air and exploit the workers, you know. I mean, you look at the Democratic, Democratic convention versus the Republican convention. At the Republican convention, you have a bunch of white male Christians. You know, at the Democratic convention, you know, there's plurality, there's more diversity. You know, you have black skin people and brown skin people and women and men. And, you know, they're the ones that is, even though I'm not happy, I don't think they're doing a good enough job, they're the ones that fight for the environment and women's rights and gay rights. And, you know, so you really have to think, well, what do I stand for? What's important to me? You know, do I care about women's rights? Do I care about people making a working wage? You know, what are my values, and which of these parties votes to protect my values? And I don't think enough people pay enough attention. And, you know, maybe they get caught up in, you know, watching the propaganda on TV. And oftentimes, I mean, these people are slick. They're wordsmiths. They're master propagandists. You know, they distort the facts, and, you know, people end up voting against their own interest, you know, whether it be, you know, economic interests or spiritual interests. And honestly, I will quote a friend of mine who is Gus de Zerega, who's in my upcoming anthology. You know, a pagan, a goddess person, an environmentalist can no more be a Republican than a Jew can be a Nazi. And, you know, it's just how it is. You know, one group is for the corporations and the other group is for the people, although, you know, they've gotten a little bit too corporatist for my taste. So, you know, there it is.
There it is. Well, it's an interesting note. In Seattle, a woman who is a socialist from the Socialist Party got elected to the city council. And it was because she spoke up for, you know, her values and the rights and things that made it felt important to people, and she got elected. So,
Chris, I really think most of us would be socialist if we could just, you know, turn off that message machine over on Fox that, you know, tells us that, you know, being a socialist is a horrible thing. People don't realize how many things we do have already that are based on socialist principles that they would never get rid of, you know, mm-hmm. like Medicare and stuff like that. or Social Security, our libraries, our streets. I mean, you know, all of that is sort of, you know, based on socialist principles. But, you know, you turn on a certain news channel and, you know, you think we're talking about communism.
Yeah, there's that fear. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left. I'd like to end with you sharing how we can begin to work towards changing the world and improving our quality of life. You know, where do people begin? Because, you know, like when you're talking about that news, it's so hard to discern what is the truth these days, because there's so much news out there and there's so much you can tell. Things are slanted. What's true? You know, what is really true? So how do we begin to, you know, work on this and improve our quality of life?
Well, you know, Chris, I think there's actually a lot we can do. I know you always hear it and it sounds cliche, but I think it really does. Everything starts with ourselves. I think it's in how we react to everything. Are we proactive or are we reactive? You know, are we out there every day trying to make the world a better place for the people that we come in contact with? Or are we just cutthroat and callous and don't, you know, don't care about people, you know, and because I think everything we do creates an energetic, and we're putting that into the world. So how we deal with our coworkers, our families, I think that all makes a difference. So it starts there. And I think we really have to get more into this idea of caring and sharing. I know when I was taking these wonderful classes at the Kabbalah Center, they talked about the way to ensure you have a good life is to give more and more and more and more, because it's actually by doing for other people that you sort of, you know, you feel better about yourself. You create better outcomes for yourself. You have a better attitude and good things come to you. You know, they actually believe that by doing things for other people, it's sort of almost like a form of protection. You know, I think we have to get out there and volunteer. We can't just sit behind our computers and bitch on Facebook and send our little tweets and that be the end of it, you know. I think if there's an old lady down the street who by the end of the month her food stamps are gone, you know, send her a casserole at the end of the month, you know. I think we have to, you know, maybe not go to Starbucks so much and save that discretionary income that you're maybe using for Starbucks or that extra pair of shoes or something that you don't need and send it somewhere to help, you know, a worthy cause. We just have to start getting into the idea of how can we help other people? How can we care and share? Because remember, it all goes back to it's not about the I and the me. It's about the we and the us. And maybe more important than anything, we have to take responsibility for our own education. And that goes back to what you said. You know, we have to try to discern what's the truth amongst all the lies and the propaganda. You know, you can look back at the history of political parties, for instance. You know, which political parties, you know, instituted the best, the best policies, that help, you know, average Americans. I think that it's really pretty clear. You know, I think we have to really try to rehabilitate the word liberal. We have to rehabilitate the word feminist, because, you know, the other side has managed to damage those labels pretty badly.
And it's about, you know, speaking, being not afraid to speak up your truth and be who you really are. Well, I have to cut you off. We have to end the show. I'm going to thank you so much, Karen, for being on the show and for the work that you do. It's important work, and I want you to know that you are valued.
Oh, thank you so very much. And back at you, Chris. You are as well.
Well, great. And be sure to check out our website, KarenTate.com. And I want to leave everyone with this thought today. How can you bring honor to the feminine in your life, to your family, to the workplace, and to the world? And just begin it one step at a time with yourself. So I'm Chris Danis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization. I also have a book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an Amazon bestseller, award-winning book. It's the inspiration of many, many voices of the divine feminine, people who've been at the conference, participants, presenters, art, poetry. It's very diverse, and it's picture of the feminine. And you can purchase that at womenofwisdom.org. It benefits Woman of Wisdom a little bit more when you do it there. It's under our product page. Don't forget to check out what you can how you can participate in Women of Wisdom, check out our programs. Just go to womenofwisdom.org. Check out the conference if you're interested in presenting a workshop, to take a look at that. Take a look at our fall festival, our monthly circles, all that. So, and also I'll be announcing soon that I'm going to start Empowerment Circles for Women. It'll be in person in Seattle. It's going to start in the fall in September, but it's also going to be online. So you can be anywhere in the world and we can get together virtually, see everybody on a screen, on a video, and it's going to be fabulous. So thank you for being here today, and everybody have a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella.
One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.